This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. This week, I'm in a backyard in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York, with Anna and Naf Hanau. And we're going to do a coop profile of their setup. Thanks, guys, for inviting me over.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for coming.
So how'd you folks get started in chickening?
Well, we were living on farms for the last couple years and working on small CSA-style vegetable farms or integrated educational farms with goats and chickens. So we were around this stuff. And I actually started to get into the kosher meat production business. And we started a business that really had to take us back to New York City. But we knew that we really wanted to have a piece of the farm with us if we were going to have to live in the city. So my wife insisted on getting some chickens. And that's really how this all began.
So you insisted. It probably didn't take that much convincing. Knopf already knows about chickens.
The biggest question was whether we were going to build our own coop or buy a coop and whether we were going to get chicks, you know, and hatch them or just buy pullets. And we ultimately decided, you know, we moved June 15th and we're super busy with starting a new job and moving and starting the business, that we would just buy a coop pre-made and buy pullets so that we could get right to the point, which was having eggs from our own backyard. So that was ultimately what we did.
A lot of people, that's what keeps them from getting chickens, is they worry about coop issues. Let's describe your yard just a little bit, try to put a picture in people's head, and there'll be pictures on the website too. This is a modest amount of space. It's pretty generous for New York, but you got a nice setup. How hard was it to do, and was it a lot of startup cost? I love this coop, by the way.
The yard's about 20 feet wide by 60 feet long, and we measured out. We basically cut it in half, so the back half is all for the chickens. And we found a farmer from New Jersey. He's a vegetable farmer, but he also builds chicken coops on the side, and he normally delivers them pre-made. And we said, well, we live in Brooklyn. Our back door is about 22 inches wide. You know, what can you do? So he brought it in panels on his truck and carried them through the house and basically assembled it in the backyard for us. And he was cute. He was like all worried that it was going to be a bad neighborhood because it was Brooklyn and he'd never been to Brooklyn before. We're like, Brooklyn, this is your key, you know, market. Like, everybody wants to do this. And the fence was here. We just moved it back here. We got the chicken wire to make the perimeter fence a little higher. Got a waterer, got some feed. Not a whole lot.
And we bought the pullets from a farmer also in New Jersey who's actually grown some meat birds for us as well. We found him on Craigslist as well. He was selling pullets. And I picked them up one day driving back from the chicken slaughterhouse from supervising one of our productions of meat. I drove to his place. I picked up 10 pullets, threw them in the back of the truck. And then as I was driving in through the Holland Tunnel, I heard a story on NPR about backyard chickens being all the rage in New York City as I had our 10 little pullets chiefing in the trunk. And they really have adjusted very well. They've taken to city life.
What's the relationship with the neighbors here?
Yeah, we were a little nervous at first, but our next-door neighbor, her father was visiting from upstate, and he kind of looked over and saw these chickens, and he's like, I've read about people like you, you know, and we said, oh yes, we're those people. But they thought it was cool. Our upstairs neighbors leaned out the window and were just like, that is so cool. So I think for the most part, people are interested. Our neighbors two houses down have a deck so they can see our yard, and they tell us that they watch the chickens and their dog watches our chickens and their cat watches our chickens.
And they buy the eggs.
They buy the eggs.
The neighbors right next door have a daughter who is maybe 1 year old now. She loves to come out and see the chickens, and when a chicken gets into their yard, she goes nuts. She loves it, you know. So mm-hmm. The chickens really are great, great ambassadors, you know, in the neighborhood.
So you're saying you actually managed to sell some eggs. You only have how many? We have 18 chickens now, yeah. And are you making a business in your backyard?
They pay for the feed.
Yeah,
they pay for their. And what about the emotional benefits?
That's it. They're entertainment. You know, we sit in the backyard, and we used to sit in the backyard and read the paper, and now we sit in the backyard and try to read the paper, but mostly just watch the chickens.
Right.
And, you know, when I was on the farm, one of the things I really loved was it was food with a story, right? So people would come to the farm and say, I had your, you know, I cooked your red peppers, and they were the best peppers I've ever tasted because they knew where they were coming from. So I sell a lot of the eggs at my office, and people will come in and say, you know, I had the best frittata, or I had the most amazing shakshuka last night, and they want to tell me stories about the food they're making with these eggs. And I feel like that's the bigger point, right, is that food has a story, and food is about relationships. And so that's been huge for us. Like, I still get to have the experience of feeding people.
Does it feed into your bigger business model in any ways?
It does. These chickens are great promotions for Grow and Behold Foods. Right here, we get interviewed. We've done some great stories back here. There's definitely some confusion, though. Some people start to wonder, wait a minute. Maybe they come over for a meal, or friends of ours, they say, wait a minute. Are we eating these chickens? Oh my gosh! But in fact, that's not the case. These chickens are not. These chickens. We like to sometimes say they're ornamental. These are not the chickens that we produce for our business. They're not. You know, they're not meat birds, which we have to explain to people. So it's a great educational opportunity. But these chickens do give us. You know, it's a great story for our business. It's something that, you know, we can say to people. Not only have we worked on farms, we still care for chickens. We, you know, you can trust us to grow your meat and to procure your meat because we live with animals. We understand what it takes to care for them. And the entire, you know, relationship of being with animals, caring for animals, and then eating those animals.
Right, right.
Even though, you know, these animals we're not eating now, there will come a time where they stop laying eggs, and we will eat these animals.
Before we did this interview, you were telling me that there was a predator situation. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It was in the winter when none of these trees here had leaves on them, so it was much more exposed. And in general, we don't have a lot of predator problems because we're in this kind of island where there's houses on the outside of the block and we're in this yard inside. But I guess a hawk was hungry. It was winter. The pickings were slim, and it came down and tried to eat one of the chickens, and the rest of the chickens all banded together and fought off this hawk. So
did they peck them or just scare them with noise, or how did that work?
We didn't see it. This was reported by our neighbors, but this is Brooklyn, you know?
Right,
our chickens live in Brooklyn, and they don't take anything from anybody.
Right. What's your very favorite thing about having these chickens?
For me, it's having a reason to get outside every single day, every morning and every night. You know, it doesn't matter if it's snowy or rainy. You know, I've got chickens to take care of, and I've got that connection to what's going on outside and what's going on in the world. Just as a rhythm in my life, that's really important. I mean, they're also a lot of fun. They're fun to watch, and their eggs are delicious.
Right, right.
For me, I'd say it's about the animal aspect of chickens, because it doesn't matter how stressful life is in the city with work or with your social engagements in the city, no matter how fast-paced life is, you come home and the chickens want to do about three things. They want to poop, they want to scratch, and they want to eat. And that's what they want to do, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it's just incredibly soothing and relaxing to be able to just, you know, kind of shut out everything that's going on all, you know, outside the block and be in this yard and remember that there's a lot of things in this world that follow their instincts and don't get upset by all of those, you know, these petty things that we think are so critical.
Okay, so you guys were telling me about the business. Can't wait to try some of the chicken. Like, let's tell folks how to get in touch with you or find out more about what you're doing.
You can visit our website, www.growandbehold.com. You can order delicious pastured poultry that we deliver all over the New York area every 2 weeks. And we even ship it nationwide on dry ice, so we can get it pretty much anywhere you need. And it gives us an opportunity, in addition to the eggs that we feed people, you know, just locally on a very small scale, we're actually able to feed people farm fresh food that's produced the same way we produce our backyard eggs. We are able to sell people delicious meat that's produced with that level of care and love and respect for the animals. So it's really great to be able to do what we do in our backyard for us and also take that to a larger scale and feed people all over the city and all over the country.
Thanks so much for talking to me. I had a really good time.
Thank you, Bucky.
Bucky the dog.